Well, last time I was here, I needed a ball of string to find my way back to the front door. Every door I went through, every step I went up, I was told, mind your step, mind you, don't lean up, watch out, that's wet paint. I've come back today to the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre. I'm here with the theatre manager, Carl Steele. Carl, it's lovely to see you without a hard hat on, and this is an amazing space you've created.
Thank you. I quite missed the hard hat. But thank you. Yeah, it's good not to be wearing it. And thank you. Yeah, we're really happy with the space.
Now, when we first met was back in January, beginning of February, just before the lockdown and everything. We weren't aware of what was coming, and you were walking around. These must have been tricky months for you.
Yeah, definitely. The hospitality industry and the theatre industry have probably suffered the most, I would imagine, from COVID-19 and the effects of that, especially the theatre industry. So launching a new venue which features both of those industries was a concern during lockdown. We were worried for quite a bit of time, but we'd got so far down the line of the build and got a lot of excitement from the city about opening it that we just pushed on as soon as we could.
And I walked up Market Passage for the first time since I last saw you today. And as you walk up Market Passage, there's a damn great stage door and the big sign over it. And it's here, isn't it? It really is ready, up and running, ready to go.
Yeah, we're ready. We're putting the finishing touches to our service. Our teams are being trained at the moment. Our menu's just been done by all of our chefs, and all of our staff are tasting it, making sure that they can talk about it properly, making sure we're catering for all dietary requirements, that kind of thing. So the building itself is almost finished. The theatre's been ready for a couple of weeks now. So all of our shows right up to December are available online. But we've got programming right up to July next year, so we're really planning ahead as well in terms of the events and theatre that's available. But we open to the public on the 15th of September. First performance is now on the 9th of October because we've added one because we'd sold the other out.
Wow.
So yeah, sellout performances happening already is a good sign that people want to go to the theatre in Cambridge.
Well, there's a lot of pent-up demand, and people have been stuck indoors, and there's only so much Netflix you can take. People want to get out and do the real thing. Walk me through the place, because we're sat here in the actual performance space, but walk me through the building. What have we got?
So Market Passage. First, if you live in Cambridge or have ever lived in Cambridge, hopefully you know Market Passage. It's historical. It's been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. We are on the old site of Barouche. It's still owned by McMullen's, the brewery, but we obviously have made quite a lot of changes. Now, historically, the site was Cambridge's art cinema. So we really wanted to honour that by bringing in the arts again. Obviously in a new way, in a different way, with the Fringe Theatre, live performance rather than film. You come through, the experience is you arrive at this massive venue with the massive stage door sign outside. Through the lobby, you'll see a lot of what's on, a lot of posters and flyers for all of the programme that's coming up. Someone would greet you there and you'd be seated to a table at the moment. Obviously with COVID-19, everybody needs to be table seated in this venue. Then you come through to the main bar area. Ground floor is all dog friendly for those dog lovers out there. So you can book a barrel booth. We've got a few booths that are beer barrels, big beer barrels.
They look absolutely amazing, I've got to say.
Thank you. Sitting in a beer barrel was probably one of my dreams when I was 18. And now you can do it at the Town and Gown. Four people can sit in those barrel booths, and they're socially distanced. They're really safe. And we've got on that floor as well, beautiful wrought iron balcony, which is for private dining. We can fit 12 people up on that space. Big long bar across the back, but everything is table service at the moment, obviously. But when social distancing hopefully is a thing of the past, it's quite a large space in the main bar. So, we expect it to be busy, but there's a massive, massive bar for us to be able to cope with that.
Okay, and that's also, you've got a wonderful baby grand piano in there as well. So there's going to be some music and stuff there, is there?
Absolutely. So that was supplied to us by Miller's, obviously another Cambridge company that have been around hundreds of years. We really are adamant about working with independent Cambridge companies. It's part of the history of this venue, where it is, and what we want to do going forward. So the piano was supplied by them. The pianists are supplied by us. So, yeah, every Sunday in the bar, we'll have a really chilled out feel with pianists, sometimes singers on as well, mixing a bit of jazz with a little bit of musical theatre, obviously, because you're in a theatrical venue. It might feel a little bit cabaret speakeasy on a Sunday, but Sunday roast, afternoon tea, pianist and singer, I'm there.
Sounds perfect. And you've got a theatrical background, right in saying. I mean, and you've also, I know we've already interviewed a couple of your assistant managers who'd run their own musical duo. So it's kind of in the staff as well, isn't it?
It is a little. A lot of the theatre industry, I'm a theatre producer by trade, but have run theatres before, so as a theatre manager, but I produce and direct theatre, but used to perform as well. So the circles that we've worked in for the past 10, 15, 20 years, we know a lot of musicians, we know a lot of musical theatre performers. That's where we source our entertainment from and the acts that we programme in the theatre. Obviously we're running a venue now, but we are still theatre producers, and that's why a lot of our work will be produced ourselves.
Right. Okay, so let's have a quick look at this early programme, because we've got the extra date booked already. You've sold out on your first show. For the people who are thinking, right, yeah, but it's a good time to start and get back, what's still available? What's got tickets available that you might recommend they come and see?
Tickets are available for everything at the moment. So we added a performance of Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer, who is our opening act. He sold out his first date, so we've added the 9th of October for him. So there's seats available for that. We've got quite a lot of cabaret in the first season. We've had to be careful what show we pick. It has to be one-handers, really, two-handers, small shows, so that we can make sure social distancing is in place. So there's some great cabaret. We've got Paulus, who you might know off Altogether Now, the TV series. He's created a cabaret show called Looking for Me Friend, which is the music of Victoria Wood. It's fantastic. And anyone that knows Victoria Wood and loves Victoria Wood, like I do, I'm sure hundreds and thousands of people do, great homage cabaret show to her. That's in November. One of my personal favourites is Quentin Crisp Naked Hope, which is at the end of November. A gentleman called Mark Farrelly, who is an ex-Cambridge graduate, has toured the country and New York with that piece for the past 4 or 5 years, and an amazing actor's portrayal of the life of Quentin Crisp. I can't recommend that to anyone that's engaged with him as a person or just engage with acting or theatre generally. That show is a highlight of the programme for me.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, you're here. You're ready to go. Great. It sounds really exciting. Are you kind of quietly confident now?
It's a really good sign to see that people are booking for the theatre in advance. People seem to have the confidence to come. We will have measures in place to make people feel even safer. In the theatre, masks will need to be worn. There'll be temperature checks as well when you come into the theatre. But when you book in advance, we'll have you seated in your own bubble. You'll be distanced from the performer as well as from the rest of the audience, and it's very controlled access. So you'd have a table waiting for you in our theatre bar, so that every step of the journey here is controlled and safe. So it's a really good sign to see that people are confident enough to start coming back to see theatre, and we want to be the place that they come.
Well, I think it's absolutely lovely. I think you've done an amazing job. It's such a transformation since I was last here. Carl, well done to you and your team. Good luck with it all.
Thank you very much. Thank you.